This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station here in Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCo.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
By the way, there's a gun show next weekend up by you.
Okay.
Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Okay. Let's see here. Senator Ted Cruz says there's a third option when it comes to certifying the election. We now know that there's 13 other senators that have signed on to this with him. I didn't catch the list fast enough, or I would have written down the names. Maybe I can find it during the break. It doesn't really matter. But he wants to see, they want to see, rather, a 10-day audit and have a commission put forth, a presidential commission, to investigate what went on. And we'll see how that goes. And what are your thoughts on that? And what else can you add to this?
Well, I think his third option, which he presented, I think, with Maria Bartiromo,
yes,
is the smart thing to do, because nobody can really object to that. That you want a investigation, you want it on the congressional record, which is the biggest part of it.
Yep.
And you want to be able to introduce the evidence that the courts have not bothered, when they've not taken up the cases, they've not even bothered to look at the evidence or introduce the evidence.
That is correct.
So that's what his objection, along with several other senators, is, which I think is smart, because now it puts, you know, names, places, types of interactions, you know, real fraud and everything else onto the in the public space, into government documents. So. And, you know, I want to ask this question, and I'm not expecting an answer, but I wrote an article about it yesterday, and that is, the FBI assigned a task force in each of their field offices to monitor election irregularities.
That was
going into.
Yep.
And what's particularly fascinating is they illustrated all the things on their website, because I went to their website yesterday when I wrote this article about election fraud and, you know, all kinds of things that were happening, mm-hmm. and they have happened according to evidence that Sidney Powell and her team and Rudy Giuliani and his team have come up with. So my question then becomes, where are those reports from the FBI?
Well, we might not be seeing them because maybe there's some things in there that they don't want to
get. Again, it's not something that mm-hmm. I'm looking for an answer. I'm just putting it out
right.
there. Sorry, there's my Ring doorbell thing.
Tell the cat to go away.
Something like that, or the leaf to quit falling.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there because they did that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi is going to be in a precarious position this time around. She won the speakership 216 to 209. She had five of her new incoming representatives. I don't know if they didn't vote or if they voted against her, whatever the situation. But Kevin McCarthy was only seven votes behind, and she is definitely going to be very close to what's going on here. All right, let me, this is our friend Mary. Okay, good morning, Mary. What's on your mind? What do you want to ask Denise?
Good morning. I know what she's talking about with the evidence, and all these Democrats have, no one has said that they have personally seen the state hearings, the Senate hearings.
No.
They really act like they haven't seen any, quote, evidence at all. Maybe just roll a big screen out at this Trump rally and just show the stuff. Show the evidence.
Well, I think they did that at the one in Tampa, if I remember right. When I went there, they did have a big screen, and they did roll some things out that showed that. You bet.
People will not go to watch the hearings, which just demonstrates the barcode irregularities, and they even hacked into the Georgia election when it was live to prove that it came.
Yeah, that was Jovan Pulitzer, who, by the way, I have, in fact, interviewed on my own radio show. But,
right.
Yeah, now, if you look at Trump's tweets, he has actually said there is more to come for the rally in D.C. So I have a feeling that there is a very large push.
To put exact votes from Georgia, it's probably they know exactly how many votes they got stolen.
Yeah. Okay, Mary, you got to run. Thank you very much
for
the call. Okay, and Denise, we are going to be coming right back. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things for you folks up there in Georgia. First of all, there is a connection that's been divulged, and we've been doing a little bit more checking. More has come out about it between Mr. Warnock and Fidel Castro. And maybe this is why some of what we're seeing and hearing is what the reason is. And also, when it comes to guns, be scared.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We surely do appreciate you doing that for us. And by the way, if you want to save 35% on something that could be really good for you, check out the website balanceofnature.com. They are a health and wellness company, and they have a lot of great products that I'm sure could do some good for you. All you got to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And remember, you'll save 35% on your order, whatever you order at Balance of Nature. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and you'll be glad you did. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Denise Simon is back with us from founderscom.com. Hello, or founderscode.com. I'll get it right in a minute. And by the way, thank you to Therese in Atlanta, who's a regular listener, who sent us this email. And she basically told me what I needed to know about this Reverend Warnock, Raphael Warnock, and Fidel Castro, and where he got his upbringing, so to speak, his training to have him make the comedy meet about Castro. And it goes back to his days as a youth pastor at a church in Atlanta. Now, you want to take it from there?
Yeah, it was not a church in Atlanta. It was in Harlem.
Okay.
And he was a youth pastor when the church invited Castro to speak, I think, 1959 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And Warnock, this was some kind of a Baptist church in Harlem. But what's more interesting. I mean, he can necessarily distance himself because he's one of other pastors at this particular church. But then again, he can't because he continued to say all of the things about America that Castro said about America in his sermons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this included things like political prisoners and, you know, the United States has got a lot of, we've got a lot of brothers and sisters that yeah. are political prisoners and so forth and so on. But, you know, let's also remember, too, that Congressman Karen Bass out of California, she at one point even said that Castro's death is a great loss to the people of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Trudeau said that Castro was a larger-than-life leader.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama had carefully measured but kind words to say about him. And then you have Bernie Sanders, who said, you know, well, he did a lot of bad things, but when he came into office, he started a literacy program. Is that a bad thing? So we have, it isn't just about Warnock, but Warnock crafted his sermons to be anti-American, and it's as though he learned those things from the time that they had Castro at this church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and again, thank you to Therese in Atlanta for pointing that out, because this is starting to come out in Georgia, but not all that much at the moment. Now,
well, Kelly Loeffler has got ads running that mm-hmm. includes that in it, so it's been out there for a little while.
Now, Georgia is an open carry state, correct?
Yep.
Gun laws up there are pretty loose, and they are what they are, and people up there take a great deal of pride. The gun owners up there take a great deal of pride in being able to strap one to their hip, and away they go. But here's the thing. In the Democratic platform, and correct me if I'm wrong, in the Democratic platform, they have an entire section in there about guns and what they would like to do in regulating guns, getting rid of assault weapons, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, the person that was mentioned as the gun czar would have been Beto O'Rourke. We still don't know if that's going to happen, but it might.
Well, I mean, you can have any kind of, he's already named John Kerry as the climate change czar, so uh-huh. we know that he's going to do czars.
Yeah.
And I think that he's necessarily holding out on, Biden is holding out on some things until after, his kind of weird, inauguration. I don't know if you've seen the plans for his inauguration.
Yeah, by internet.
Yeah, it's going to be a little on the strict side, but. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you, we're going to have to really dig in our heels here this first year. Remember, it was Kamala Harris said that if there is not, you know, good, what she thinks is good new gun control legislation, then she's going to do it by executive order, which you cannot do if
no.
you're giving it 100 days.
No. No. So we'll see what happens after 100 days of wearing the mask. And by the way, after little Dr. Fauci came out yesterday, I'll throw this out there because it's part of the conversation. Little Dr. Fauci teased the fact that there'll be partial lockdowns, just like California under a Biden administration. Well, I think we all knew that was coming.
Well, we have this this person in New York. Who has
the representative there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's introduced some legislation, and I don't know where it's necessarily going to go, but he's introduced some legislation that you can yank people out of their homes
yep.
or wherever they are, and you can put them into some other kind of
detention center. They're calling it a detention center.
Mm. Does that sound like Castro?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep, because he wants to send the infected New Yorkers to detention centers. Sounds like more than Castro, tell you that much, right?
Well, it sounds just like Castro.
Yeah, but it sounds like something that Kim Jong-un would do, too, amongst other people. But holy smokes. And you're right. You're right about that. In addition, you know, what goes around comes around, so to speak, right? Be careful what you wish for. There was a story yesterday about a New York City landlord who was facing his own eviction for not paying his mortgage because his tenants weren't paying their rent, so he had no money to pay the mortgage.
That's right. It's not the landlord's fault.
Nope. What goes around comes around, and they got him going under some sort of eviction proceeding here because I guess the eviction proceeding doesn't apply to commercial property, but it does to private individuals. Is the way I understand?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I know that there was a moratorium on evictions.
Yeah. Supposedly. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I think it's up to the states on some cases. But anyway, you know, there's so much going on here, and we got one more little thing here to talk about, and that would be Iran. Iran told the inspectors, the nuclear folks at the United Nations, that they plan a 20% enrichment at their Fordo facility after the Iranian president, of course, made threats yesterday to harm or kill or said he would die soon, our president. And, of course, nothing happened there, not that we thought it would, but the day ended.
Well, it's not a secret about the higher enrichment, because I mean they've said it all along.
Yep.
And they're not going to allow any kind of inspectors in there.
Nope.
But it kind of doesn't matter. They've already said they're going to be in violation. So what does John Kerry and Barack Obama have to say about that one? Oh, they're unavailable to comment.
By the way, did you hear Representative Cleaver yesterday, the way he ended the opening prayer for the new Congress?
Amen and not a woman?
Yep, amen and not a woman. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that neat? Isn't that neat?
Well,
they're just...
But this comes from Pelosi because she announced on Friday or Saturday that there will be no gender...
Correct.
Specific words used in the House of Representatives. Well, I think that is where government is in violation of the First Amendment. So I'm not exactly sure that one's illegal. Now, private companies, they can censor and do that stuff all day long, but not government.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here comes the music. Got to go to break, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same channel, and we'll know what happened in Dalton tonight, won't we?
Yep.
All right, you take care and have a great day. All right, that's Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Caller, hang on. I'll get to you in a minute. Well, caller hung up. So anyway, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we do our first military and veterans news report. And it is a Monday, and we are here, and you are there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States crossed another grim threshold over the weekend, surpassing 350,000 deaths from COVID-19. The U.S. continues to have the largest death toll from COVID of any other country. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is yet another reason we have to control the spread of the virus. The director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells ABC's This Week that the number of fatal cases shows why health officials are asking everyone to follow the guidelines.
I mean, to have 300,000 cases in a given day and between 2,000 and 3,000 deaths per day is just terrible. I mean, it is. I mean, there's no running away from the numbers, Martha. It's something that we absolutely got to grasp and get our arms around and turn that inflection down by very intensive adherence to the public health measures uniformly throughout the country with no exceptions.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. In this portion of the program, our military and veterans segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget that you can go to their website, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and always ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want to congratulate the class that's going in today down here in Clearwater at the National Aviation Academy. Brand new class starting up today, and certainly those young men and women will find out after their training that they're going to have a career second to nobody's. And I will tell you this much, that if you want to find out more about them, the best way to do that is to take a tour of one of their two facilities. Now, they have a facility in Concord, Massachusetts, another one in Clearwater, Florida. Their phone number, 800-659-2080. is the number to call and ask to take the tour. Now, you can find out more about them online if you want to go to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Well, yesterday came and went. It was January the 3rd, the first anniversary of the killing of Iranian Revolutionary Guard General Qassem Soleimani, where the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani had declared that President Trump would be dead in a few days, specifically citing the Soleimani killing by our forces. Well, that came and that left. And in the meantime, U.S. bombers are in the Persian Gulf. And all of this is aimed at cautioning Iran not to do anything to lower the rhetoric and back off, because we're there to mean business. Now, we've got B-52s, B-2s. We've got some F-35s there. I believe there's also some F-22s there in the area. And we certainly have at least one nuclear sub that we know that was there because we were told about it. But a couple of hundred land-targeted cruise missiles on board, as well as an Iranian sub that had a little bit more than 100 land-targeted missiles on board as well that are patrolling out there in the Persian Gulf. Now, the other thing about Iran is the nuclear deal. And we've heard this incoming administration say that they plan on putting that back together again. Well, that could be a serious mistake for the United States. Not could be, but will be, in my opinion. But it is what it is, and we'll just see what happens. That's all we can do. By the way, the Marine Corps has already started the rollout of suppressors for the M4, the M27, and the M4A1 rifles. Some 30,000 of them are about to be distributed to the frontline infantry units. A lot of them are on board these expeditionary forces, on board the amphibious assault ships. And if the information is indeed true, with the Trump administration declassifying unconfirmed intelligence on China bounties on U.S. forces in Afghanistan, it could drastically change China's relationship with the U.S. and heighten tensions between the two superpowers, which are already at a very heightened level. But we'll see what happens, and we'll wait to take a look at that information. It has not come out yet, but when it does, I'm sure it's going to be interesting. Now, the Pentagon has kept $398 billion in the budget for the full-rate production of the F-35s. Now, that has been placed on hold, but the money is still there to be used no later than March of next year. Again, we'll see where all of that goes. Now, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden plans to tap Kathleen Hicks as the Deputy Secretary of Defense and Colin Cowell as the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, bringing in two experienced hands to guide the Pentagon under the Defense Secretary nominee Lloyd Austin. Now, these folks were around under Barack Obama, no surprise, more Obama people being brought into the mix. So we'll see how all that plays out. And even though it's not quite the Terminator, the muscle-bound robots are on their way to the Army and the Marines. Muscle tissue is going to be added to the robots to give them never-before-seen mobility and agility. We'll see how that all works out. Now, there's plenty of things going on in today's Navy. But seven ships will join the fleet in 2021 as the Navy continues to try to build up their forces to the level that was discussed previously, 355 ships. By the way, there may or there may not be more flights of B-52s coming into the Middle East. We'll see what happens. Now, Tehran continues with their proxies to fire rockets at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, as well as at our bases around the country. And that's not too smart of an idea, because if we can target where these rockets are coming from, whether it's inside Iraq or inside Iran, then obviously we're going to retaliate. And we've already done that a couple of times in the past, so we'll see what happens. By the way, the Marine Corps currently has 21 active duty M777 batteries and plans to reduce that number to 5. Wow. What a drastic reduction there. And Mike Pompeo, by the way, is weighing a plan to place Cuba on a U.S. terrorism sponsor list. Now, the move would complicate any effort by the incoming Biden administration to resume President Barack Obama's thaw in relations with Havana. But we'll see how that all plays out. Also, the Army is saying that Congress must mandate that the DOD develop and implement a detailed plan to combat sexual harassment and assault in the military within 6 months, which was supposed to have been done in 2011. This all comes on the Specialist Vanessa Gillen's death. Now, don't forget, even though the person they think was responsible for that killed themselves, there's still plenty of that stuff going on in the military. Beware of the fact that senior Army leaders are going to make a change, a long-awaited change, to hair and grooming regulations as they plan to announce the finalized changes this month. In January. And we'll see what happens, but I've been told that a little bit longer hair, possibly even facial hair, kept a certain length, may be in the offing for the Army. We'll see. Don't know, but we'll find out together. All right, Kathy, take us to break. Chris Markowski coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Hope you all doing well. And thank you for serving America. By the way, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, let me tell you about something that I've been taking for several months now, and it's certainly working for me, making me feel better, and I just don't feel sluggish like I used to once in a while in the afternoons and all. It's called Balance of Nature, and these are the fruit and veggie capsules. Now, they work for me, and maybe they'll work for you, but if you trot on over to the website, balanceofnature.com, and take a look at all the things they have there. They are a health and wellness company, so they have a lot of vitamins and a lot of different supplements and nutrients over there. Go look at them, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You'll wind up saving 35% on your order, whatever it is you want to order. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Joining us, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, but I told you during the break there, I says, whatever you do, don't get sick in New York. My God, you might wind up in a detention center.
I'm sorry, Kayman. I'm trying to get the nuances of what the, how they could go about ordering something like that. It's kind of funny if you actually think about it, that they would actually even consider doing anything like that. But again, you know what? You never know. It's Cuomo.
Well, are you sure it's not Kim Jong Cuomo now?
No, that is King. It's beyond King. It's like a whole other level. But again, he just it never ceases to amaze. How stupid these officials can be. I mean, I'm frustrated right now. Kids are going back to school today. All of the neighboring states are having school sports. Here, where we are, our kids still not having high school sports. Don't understand why. We can take a look at the numbers and see that, kids are fine. It's not something that rips through them, and there hasn't been any problem anywhere around the country. Florida's a great example. Had football, had all of the sports there. It's sad. It really is. It's not good for these kids, and we don't understand. We can't get our arms around why, all these things are going on.
Well, I love it in New York when one of their teams loses, because the New York Daily News headline said, Giants eliminated from playoffs by apparent Eagles tank job against Washington.
Well, listen, the Eagles did throw the game. They wanted to get a better pick in the draft, but that's not an excuse. The Giants should have won one more game. All they needed to do was win a game earlier on in the season, and they would have been just fine.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay. Well, I just had to throw that out there because apparently that was one of the headlines last night that came rolling across the wire. By the way, one other little thing about New York City before I move on to some financial stuff. Apparently there's a New York City landlord who happens to be facing his own eviction because his tenants can't pay their rent. He doesn't have money to pay the mortgage, and now they're talking about foreclosing him. And because he is a commercial business, they can do that.
Well, listen, what we're going to see happen, with a lot of these foreclosures and things that are taking place, is that it's going to cascade. And that's the issue that we have right now, Matt, is that, there's no way that they're going to be able to, they've been holding back the tide. A lot of the lenders have been cutting deals with landlords and businesses out there, but there's going to come a point in time where they're not going to be able to do that any longer, because it's going to start affecting various different bonds or whatever it may be in the backstop that these banks and lenders have. When that's the case, then it can get ugly pretty, pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Chinese oil majors may be next in line for delisting in the United States after the telcos cut. Good idea, bad idea?
I would rather see, quite frankly, I'd rather see them come with some sort of agreement and how they go about handling their accounting and their accounting practices. I think that we're going to be in a bad position to some degree because it looks like the Europeans are going all in China. And then what you'll end up seeing happen is these companies being listed over on European exchanges. But again, with that being said, you got to still follow the rules. Mm-hmm. And we've known that American companies have broken the rules before in the past as well. But, there are some issues out there that need to be ironed out. Unfortunately, I think that COVID put a lot of the negotiations and the things that Donald Trump wanted to do on the back burner, and we didn't get to where we needed to be. We're going to go back to the way things were before Trump. Expect Biden to give in to the Chinese and allow them to do basically whatever they've been doing prior to Trump, with intellectual property theft, all these various different things. There was a deal cut last week with the European Union where the Chinese said that they're going to stop doing that with the forced technology transfers and all that other stuff, but I'll believe it when I see it.
And finally, I got to mention something here that really yesterday it kind of brought it home. Floyd Little, who I got a chance to watch play football at Syracuse University, and then he went on to greatness with the Denver Broncos, passed away at the age of 78. Now, I can remember watching Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little, Larry Zonka. You want to talk about some excellent running backs? Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. Joe Morris. There's so many, yep. So many great Syracuse running backs and great players back in the day. It's sad to see him go. It really is. Back in the day, the quality of players that they used to get at Syracuse and Central New York. Football games change right now. It's just, that quality's not coming up there anymore simply because they got that many more teams in the state of Florida. And that's where it seems a lot of players are coming out from at this point in time.
Yeah, and the head coach was Ben Schwartzwalder, former paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne. My dad served with him. They were in the same unit together, and that's where I got a chance to meet Roy Simmons. And, of course, Roy Simmons was the original first coach of the lacrosse team there at Syracuse.
Yep, and then his son went on to the team after that. Yep.
Yep, and you played for him, I think.
Yes.
Yep. Because you were up in Syracuse about the time all this was going on.
Yeah, well, a little bit later than that. But, yeah, this is the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about Tesla because I still got a little bit of time here. Tesla said that they were going to make 500,000 vehicles or something like that, and they were only 450 short. And I think they delivered pretty much on their promise. That's not a bad deal, 499,550 vehicles in 2020, that's what they delivered, made and delivered.
That's fantastic. But again, you take a look at Tesla, and they eventually have to turn a profit. They still haven't gone ahead and done that yet. It's very, very difficult for them. I don't know if it's going to be this future. We have a lot of countries right now are saying, no more combustion engine cars by 2035, but you're also seeing a lot of other automakers get into that business as well. The thing that Tesla's got going for it right now is the fact that batteries are coming way down in price. The technology is getting better, which is making electric cars a hell of a lot more affordable. Other companies are going to come into the mix. Nobody knows what Apple's been working on. That story came out a couple of weeks ago saying that they never stopped working on some sort of car. And supposedly that they've got a car that they want to roll out that's going to be really inexpensive. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We shall see. The cars that have been selling really, really well for Tesla are there. It's the model, Model 3 mm-hmm. that they have there that's a lot cheaper than their other cars, which, over $100,000 for those. So, again, that's where it is. You got to get the price down on these things. I think more people might go ahead and buy them.
Yep, and finally, the New York Times says the rise in middle-class savings has led to the market boom.
It's helped this year to some degree, but again, we're getting, that K-shaped recovery that they keep talking about where, there's a disconnect between those that are doing, well, those that are doing that are okay, and those that are just not, and that's a problem.
Okay, well, keep your eyes on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know you like watching different things there, but the Buccaneers are in the playoffs playing the Washington team Saturday night at 8:15.
Yep, go Bucs, man. I'm going to be rooting for them.
All righty, I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, of course, Chris was a very talented lacrosse player up there at Syracuse University. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Frank Silvato coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.